Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph. Simon Reish Lamed Hey begins Hilchas Kriyishma Tefillah Shel Arvis. The halachas of Kriyishma and Davening Marav. Simon Reish Lamed Hey, Zeman Kriyishma Shel Arvis. What is the time frame for Kriyishma Shel Arvis? Sif Aleph. Zeman Kriyishma Belayla Misha'as Itzias Shloshot Kochavim Ketanim. The time of the midst of Kriyishma in the evening begins when three small stars emerge. If it's a cloudy day, you have to wait until you have no doubt that the stars are there behind the clouds. If a person did say Kriyat Shema prior to this time, he should repeat Kriyat Shema later without brachas. If you have a minyan, then they're going to daven and say Kriyat Shema when it's still daylight. It's after Plaga Mincha. It's still daytime. Yikra imohem kriyishma ubirchosel vispal imohem. The person who's in shul should say with him shema and say the birch kriyishma and daven shmoneh esrei. Uchshigi is man, and when the time for kriyishma comes later at night, kari kriyishma b'lo brachas, he'll repeat kriyishma without the brachas. The Ramah says, umi, however, lo yachsev yispal b'layla, he shouldn't daven marv again at night. Afal pisha tzibur magdim harb lefnei alayla, even though the tzibur davened much earlier, it wasn't nighttime yet. Unless he's the kind of person who is known for conducting himself in all kinds of piety and holiness, the Oz Lomirsi Kiyuhara Mashiyasvispa, then it won't look like arrogance for him to repeat his davening. But otherwise, it appears like a gaiva and he shouldn't do it. Mishtabura Sifkatan Aleph. Balaila Mishas Vechulu. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Uveshach Becha. What is the time for Kriyat Shema in the evening? The pasuk says b'shach b'cha. When you lay down. Before the evening, it's not time to lay down. For Laila Mikri, what is night called? When you see three average stars in the sky. But since not everyone is sufficiently expert to determine that, they'll make a mistake and think the big stars are medium-sized stars. And the big stars are certainly not a sign of night. Sometimes you see them even by daytime. We're strict by Shema. That you do not say Kriyat Shema until you see three small stars. Three stars, even if they're scattered. They don't have to be in one constellation all next to each other. They could be scattered. Sifkan gimel yamtim v'chulum. The Safik D'Yeraisa, who is a Safik D'Yeraisa? Safik D'Yeraisa, you don't know. You can't tell. It's cloudy yet. What are you going to do? So wait until you're sure. It's a Safik D'Yeraisa. It's a Torah Safik. You have to be strict. Sifkan dal milibo, till you have no doubt. Vimhu yodea masai shokacham. If he knows when the sun set, yamtim kashir arbon mil. All he has to do is wait the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Shu ayin beis minut, which is 72 minutes. And come on, Simon Dorish said the Gimel Sif Beis Mishnah Berurah Halacha, the Kol in Shom Shaiach Hamlakan, the Halachas of Matzah Shabbos, all relevant here as well. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you wait 72 minutes, it's Zichur nighttime. 72 minutes after sunset. Sifkan Hey, Koydim Lechain, if he said Shema before that, what's the Lamed to say, Koydim Seis Kacham before the stars came out, Obiyam HaMa'unun are on the cloudy day, Koydim Sheyetz Yassav Gliba, and he still was in doubt, he wasn't free of any doubt. And he said Shema, Sifkan Vav, Chosim Bekursa, so say Shema again. Ayem v'mar Mordechai ibn HaShalom. Look at my Mordechai ibn HaShalom. Shekos v'they write, Dim ikra din hu, v'lo mishum chuma. That this is not a chuma. This is the halacha. You have to say Shema again. V'chein da asagor, Sifkan Alf. And so writes the Vilna Gaon, Sifkan Alf. Sifkan Zayin, however, below brachos. You don't repeat the brachos Kriyat Shema. Takfar b'yerechasam. You said brachos Kriyat Shema. The Alpha Gav lo yotze b'kriyat Shema. Now you weren't yotze Kriyat Shema itself. Shekar kodem zman. You said that before the time. Afal pikin lo havia brachos batala. But the brachos is not brachos batala. The Alpha Gav the mas mechinan lehen the Kriyat Shema. Even though we put these brachos by Kriyat Shema, mikomakam ikaron lo niskenu dafka Kriyat Shema. But really, these brachos are not exclusive to Kriyat Shema. It's not like giving a bracha shekel shalom itself is yivanu mekayim a mitzvah, and it's not the time for the mitzvah. That's a brachos batala. The brachos are part of davening marv. Therefore, if someone did say those brachos, he daven marav, before the zman kriyishma, he's yetzah, the brachos, and he's yetzah marav. just he's not yet. It's a Kriyishma. Kriyishma component has to be repeated. Mishdabura Sifkon Ches, Vimet Tzibur Chulu. If the Tzibur is going to daven Marev before sunset, V'hayu Osin Kein Mehav Dechak, they do this because of case of need. Shekam Pa'omim Ilu Hayu Mamtina B'tfilas Arvas Tzeiz Gachom, because many times, if they'd wait till Tzeiz Gachom to daven Marev, Hayu Kolechah Hayu Chlebesa, people would go home. V'hayu Mesbalam Tzibur, they wouldn't daven with a Tzibur. It's a big pain and burden to gather together again. Vegam ika ami eretz tuva. And on top of that, there are people who are ignorant. If they don't daven with the minyan, they wouldn't daven at all.
What's tuva here means? They're very ignorant, or a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it says plurals.
A lot of them. Va'al kein soimchen atzman al das b'Yehuda. So they rely on the B'Yehuda. Shesvili who holds. That once you reach Plaga Mincha, it's already nighttime. This Baal feels Arvis that you could daven Marv. Chedis Le'el, Seminar Shlomo Gimel. We learned this before in Seminar Shlomo Gimel. The Shur Lassos came to Shasta Chak that in case of need, you can do that. Vekiun Shenechshel, the Inn Tfilas Laila. And since, as far as davening is considered nighttime, Hayimin Hogim Shoy Yakurin, Oz Gamkin Kriyishma. So they said Shema then too. Even though according to most poskim, you're not going to be Yitzhak Kriyishma then. You notice the Diyak is Rov poskim. Sharatzi and Ches points out, because Abeinu Tam, in the beginning of Sechus Brachus, learns you are Yitzhak. He held you actually Yitzhak, your Yitzhak Kriyishma at that time. Sivkan Tes, Yikro Iman Kriyishma. So if he's in shul with them, he should die with them and say Shema. V'lo Yichavin Elz Latzeis Dechoves Kriyishma. But don't have in mind to be Yitzhak Kriyishma. He'll have in mind when he says Kriyishma Bismana. So again, the Sharat Siyam points out the Lachur, what's so terrible to have in mind? And if you're not Yitzhak, you'll do it again. So he basically goes with the approach, there's no Suffolk. Dasa Ben Tamaz Ya Yachid, and we're not going to deal with it. Now, the Lachur, what does it hurt? So have in mind to be Yitzhak Kriyishma, and then because most say you weren't Yitzhak, you'll just do it again later on. But the way the Mishnah puts it, I guess he's afraid you won't have in mind to do it later on if you had in mind to do it earlier. So just have in mind later. Sifka on Yud. Uvirchoseho v'yispal imohem. He'll say Shema with the Birchos Kriya Shema and Shema Esrei. K'dei lismoch geula tefila. You want the bracha of geula by tefila. V'gam l'yispal imetzibah. And you also get the benefit of tefila imetzibah. Sifka on Yud. Uchi shegiya zman kar. And when the zman Kriya Shema comes, he'll repeat Kriya Shema. V'dai sheyikra shtei parashir sarishonis. It should be enough to just say the first two parashas. Kivin shehisk yitzias mitzrayim b'esek nesis. As far as yitzias mitzrayim, he did that in shul. Tenehi in a kriyishma lo yotza b'zeh hazman, even though as far as kriyishma is concerned, he's not yotza in that time frame. Bishom dakati lavs man shechivu, it's not the time when people go to sleep. Then yitzias mitzrayim, when it comes to yitzias mitzrayim, shanu b'chuyavim lahazke b'layla, you have to say yitzias mitzrayim at night, yotza b'zeh hazman, you would be yotza in that time frame. Avul b'shagas arya hirich umasik the yerushma miyesh li zoher lekros kol hashosh parashos shakrishma acher says akocham. But the shagas arya disagrees, and again the way the mishnah words it avol implies this is how he's paskening, that the shagas arya says a yerushmaim is going to do all three parashos later at night after says akochavim, and it would seem that's the mishnah brewer's leading as well. Sifkan yud beis kriyishma below brachas. When he repeats kriyishma, he doesn't repeat the brachas. And it's not worth it to wait until you're going to bed and saying Kriyishma Alamita. Even though his minig is to say all three parashas before he goes to sleep. A person has to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah to say of Kriyishma. He learned that back in Siman Samach. When people say Kriyishma before they go to sleep, people don't have in mind for the mitzvah. They have in mind to keep away anything that will harm them at night. So you need extra kavanah, which you might not have. Though in addition, even if you would say that you don't need a special intent to fulfill the mitzvah to say, Tzorach al kaponim kavana saleiv, you still have to have your mind set, lekabel alav al machos shemayim b'moira, that he's accepting upon himself the yoke of Hashem's kingdom with a sense of dread and awe. Uba osa shal mitasi mechavas, and most people in bed, waiting to go to sleep, are not having that kind of kavana. Vehine, bizmanenu nahagu rov ha'olam likos kriyishma ulespal achar tzeis kachom kedin. In our day, says the Chafetz Chaim, in our day, Mishnah Berurah writes, the minhag has expanded that most people aren't doing this anymore. They're not davening ma'ariv when it's still daytime. They're waiting until says gechovim kedin. Me, however, be'ezim mekoymus before the kinesios yeshidain minhag hayoshan. In some places in the shuls, they have the old minhag. Shemispal and takeif achem mincha. They will daven ma'ariv after mincha. Ashu mibiyod yom kesas, even though it's still daylight. V'mispal mekoymus ha'elu. When you daven in those places, you should see to it to repeat Kriyishma when the time comes. And if you're not going to do that, at a minimum, make sure to repeat all the parashas before he goes to sleep. And have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyishma. Now in some places, yesh minhag, this is a practice, shavasikin, the people are extra careful, Einan Kayun Krishma Imat Sibur. They're gonna dive a marv with the Sibur when it's still daytime, but they're not gonna say Shema. El Shoiskin, they're just quiet. At Shmona Es, no Shmona Esrei. Umaspal and Imohem, they say Shmona Esrei with the Sibur. Umam Tin and Achra Tfila at Seizkam, then they wait after Shmona Esrei until the stars are out. They're Kayun Krishma Ubirchus, and then they say Krishma and the Bachus. And they don't worry about the fact that the Birchus Krishma are not adjacent to Shmona Esrei. This practice is described in the early Sfarim. And look back where we wrote in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Fortunate is the one who davens marv in its proper time with the tzibur. Look what we wrote in the name of the Nagoyin. My Sarav brings that it's better to daven bichidus bismano than daven earlier with a minyan. And lemais, that's not what we say. We say always it's better to daven with a minyan, even if it's after plag, and then you'll reach Krishma later on. Now the Ramah says you should make sure not to daven another Shmona Esrei, not to daven marav again at night. And the Mishnah doesn't even tell us what he wants to say, so look at Be'er Locha. So we'll do that. Let's look at Be'er Locha. And he basically changes the girsa in this Ramah. Umiyu lo yachzav yispal. Look at Be'er Locha. Halosh megum, with a language is difficult. The kivin shum yispal imam lechatchila mishum dein tefilah shel adam neshmas al tzibur. He's davening with the tzibur lechatchila because you want your tefilah to be heard with the tzibur. Pshitus lo yachzav yispal mishum baruch v'tal. Of course I could daven again. What's the shaila? Lo yachzav yispal balayla. Why would I daven again? I daven with the tzibur. Vote furthermore. Demand the rogel beprishus, and if he's a chosid and a tzaddik, hechi shor l'achzus ba, that gives him rishus to daven marv again. Ve'ershe kavanoso k'mo shekasev Rav Hai. It must be what he means to say is like Rav Hai going move base Yosef. Sheish no hagin l'spalam at tzibur tefilas nedava, that some people daven with a tzibur on a dava. Va'achach b'zman l'spal o, then they'll daven the real davening later on tefilas chayva. Because the Beis Yosef is associated, so the Beis Yosef says you have to make sure that you are very careful and you know you have kavanah the whole way through. Ayin sham. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. I saw the Lavush writes this. That's how he writes. Ayin sham. But this is really stretching it to say that what the Rambam means is one is a chiv, one's a nedava. That you're davening the tefillah with the tzibur as an adava, and the tefillah later on is a chova. From a ayin makar devarim b'morat chagos ma'amini. If you look inside the source, the morat chagos ma'amini and truma sedeshin, yirish lo nizker klal lachzor l'spal. You'll see they never mentioned davening again. El akos what they did write kos v'kulam titzarech linu kadas rabbeinu tam likro l'spal acha plagamech. What they write is that you do like rabbeinu tam. You're going to daven marv after plag with kriyishma. But if you're going to wait and not argue the Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to wait to daven marav after the stars are out, that's mechzik yura. That looks like arrogance. What they mean to say is, mishum depershman at Sibur. You're better than everyone else. They're all davening marav after Pagam Mincha. And you're going to walk out because you're going to daven marav later on. Don't be a person with a tzibur. Daven with everyone else. But when it comes to Krishma, according to most poskim, not yotz before it says. So you can say Krishma later on, and that's not michzik yira. That's what Daka Moshe says. Kfir nira. So what it seems to be is to soifu hu bekan. There's a mistake in our Ramah. But what it should say is umihu lo yacher lihispalo belayla. Not lo yachsor vispalo belayla. What the Ramah is saying is if the whole shul is davening marv, daven with them. Don't delay your marv later on and be different from everyone else, unless it's rogu b'shar pishu chasidus, then it's not michzik yira. But otherwise, a chutzpah, who do you think you are? You're not davening with everyone else? That's what it should say. V'cheinu be'emes halosh, that's what the twins deshen taka says. V'adir mechaber koi, going in the mechaber. Kavanasa, the af al gav, in kriyishma, am yitzel, the hamta kriyishma, b'chaseat, siskachol, b'vadi shabbat davin. Even though for kriyishma in the brachas, you want to wait, you can wait. Kvosh ha-minig be'emes b'zmeni like the minig. Al ha-koponim shmoni esri, yisbal mitzibah, shmoni esri, down with everyone else. Gam yam to mitzvila michzikur. And if you're going to wait for Yishmona Esrei, that's michzikur. It's a whole different shot. The Ramah isn't telling us when you die with the tzibur, you think you're a big shot, you're going to die marav again, you have to be bichosid, or otherwise don't do it. Of course, you're not dying marav again. That's not what it's talking about at all. It's talking about don't be a big shot not to dive with everyone else. If they're diving now, you dive with them. If there's other minyanim, it's a different story. But I'm this, the whole tzibur, the kehila, that was the whole shtetl. Like one shul, that's the davened, and you're not going to daven with them. That could be a michzikir. That's what Rambam is saying. Mishtaburis of Kanya Yudalt, makdimim. Even though the tzibur is davening early, haskama said poskim who? The poskim agree. The alkoponim ein lakdima yoyis plagamincha. That marv should not be prior to plagamincha. Vimhektim, if you daven marv before plag, lo yasvi not yasa. Lo be kriyishma ube chaser, not with kriyishma the brachas. Lo be tefila lekulam, not shmoneh esrei according to everybody. Before plague, no one says it's nighttime. V'tzorich lachse v'likur kriyishma ube chaser l'sbal shmoneh esrei. You'll have to daven again. You'll have to say shma again, be'ers kriyishma again, and shmoneh esrei again. V'afila plaga mincha d'malan, even if it's beyond plague, einu el l'mishe hispal mincha kodem plague. This is about a person who daven mincha before the plague. Av l'sbal mincha umarif acher plague. If you're going to daven mincha and marv after the plague before sunset, havitati desas yudai, that's contradiction. You can't. Sivkar desvav, the ozlo michzikir, if he's a muchzik, but precious, it doesn't look like gaiva. Al masha choyzev akari kriyishma lo michzikir. No one says it looks like gaiva to repeat kriyishma. The kriyishma came out kol ha-poskim maskim d'zman uhuk mitzis gachav. Because when it comes to kriyishma, practically all the poskim hold that the zman for kriyishma is after the stars are out. Kos v'achorim v'achorimite. If a person has a practice to say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur in the proper time, and then one time the Tzibur was starting davening Marv when it was still daytime, and he began with them Birch Kriyishma, and then he chapped that this is early, I daven later. He should finish the Birch Kriyishma with Kriyishma until Shemoneh Esrei. He started the bracha, it shouldn't be bracha latola. But Shemoneh Esrei doesn't die with them. She gives my kriyishma, yikur kriyishma, below the brachas, vispalel, imatzibur. And then when this man kriyishma comes, he'll say kriyishma without the brachas, because he said the brachas already, and Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. The Shartzion points out, if there is no tzibur later on, just daven with them earlier, because it's better to daven plag with a tzibur than to daven later without a tzibur. This method, the gula and tefillah are not next to each other. His Shemoneh Esrei is not near the Birch Kriyishma, because his Birch Kriyishma Bibel Yom is saying Shemoneh Esrei later on. That doesn't bother us. The tefillah bismana odeh b'sias gula tefillah. Davening Shemoneh Esrei in the proper time is better than putting the Birch Kriyishma next to Shemoneh Esrei. By Marav, we're really not as makbid. In the morning, we're very makbid about gula tefillah, but by Marav, we're not. So therefore, in this case, that would be the Eitzah. But again, this is only for the person who always davens late. And mainly, he really shouldn't be davening earlier. We said before, even from a day-to-day basis, you shouldn't switch around. He always davens Marv after Shekiyas Hacham, it's Chavim. And this time, he began Birchas Kriyishma, Bibod Yom. So he should finish Birchas Kriyishma with Kriyishma, Bibod Yom, and Shemoneh Esrei later at night with Shema. But again, if that's the only minyan in town, and otherwise he'll miss minyan. So then the Shaar Tzion says, no, then the right thing to do is daven lechatchila mibud yom tefila b'tzibah. Again, not like this ma'aser rav that he quoted in the Be'er Halacha. So even though he brings the ma'aser rav Be'er Halacha, in Shaar Tzion, Mr. Bruce Kaseder saying that if that's the only minyan, it's better to daven with a tzibah at that point in time.